感谢神，我们在今天的主日当中，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and read today's scriptures.
我们弟兄姊妹可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音14:13-14.
Let's read John 14:13-14.
十三节起。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你给我们有这美好的应许，让我们能够奉主耶稣基督的名来祈求主就为我们成就。
We thank you, you gave us this beautiful promise that we, by the name of Christ, we come to you to ask, you will do it for us.
愿圣灵来光照，来带领我们，不仅让我们能够从神的话语当中认识神的心意。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us that not only through the word of God, know the will of God.
让我们更是有信心有力量来遵循神的话语去行。
And also we have the faith and the strength to do according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天就是来到了约翰福音的14:13-14，我们刚才弟兄姊妹已经读到这一处经文。
We just read the scripture that is found in the book of John, chapter 14.
这些经文很多弟兄姊妹都非常的喜欢，就是我们奉主耶稣基督的名，无论求什么，主耶稣基督就成就。
And a lot of us like this scripture because it says, whatever we ask in the name of God, Jesus, and it will complete.
我记得很多的时候我们在新年呐，在各种节气，我们喜欢给人说上一些祝福的话语，我们往往会说啊，祝你心想事成。
And I remember in the New Year's or some important days of life, we give people some kind of good word or speak, bless them. So we said, well, wish you, may your wish become true.
我小时候经常就被老师啊问啊，你的理想是什么？
And when we were young, a teacher always ask us, what is our ambitions for our life?
很多的时候我们有些人就觉得，哎呀，我们信耶稣就是找跳一条的捷径，让我们可以心想事成。
And sometimes some of us think that we believe in Jesus is that we find a shortcut so that our wish can become true.
我们只要信耶稣，我们心里想要什么，我们只要求耶稣，耶稣就给我们成就。
As long as I believe in Jesus and whatever I desired for and ask of Jesus and he will do it for me.
那么确实有很多处圣经的经文，神确实给我们有这样的应许。
And it's indeed in many scriptures that God does give us this promise.
比如说我们刚才就读到，我们奉耶稣的名，无论求什么，耶稣说他必成就。
And the scripture we just read, and Jesus said he will do it, whatever we ask in his name.
那么在马太福音21:22，主耶稣说：“你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。”
And Matthew chapter 1:20-22 said, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, and you will receive."
约翰福音16:24，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，就是没有奉主耶稣基督的名求什么。那么耶稣说：“如今。”你们求就得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And John 16:24, Jesus said to his disciples, "Said, till now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, then you will receive, that your joy may be full."
我们确实从圣经当中可以看到，主耶稣自己亲口给我们有这样的应许，就是我们奉他的名求，无论求什么，耶稣给我们成就。
And indeed, in the scripture, we see that Jesus promised us that whatever we ask in his name, he will do.
有很多时候我们都想心想事成，心想事成，但是现实是很多时候心怎么想，事情都没有怎么成。
And a lot of time we want to be wish become true, and a lot of time our wish actually not come to the reality.
啊，有人就会告诉你，哎，信耶稣就是一条捷径呐，信耶稣你就可以心想事成呐。
And then someone tell you believe Jesus will be shortcut because Jesus said it will your wish will become true.
然后这个时候就会拿一些经文来给我们看，就像我们刚才所看到的这些经文。
And they will support their view by the scriptures, like the scripture we just read.
但是如果我们来看圣经呢，我们会发现，哎，当耶稣的门徒向耶稣提出要求的时候，耶稣会拒绝他们。
But if we read scripture, we can see sometimes when Jesus' disciple come to him and ask him something, but Jesus actually reject their request.
我给大家来读一处圣经的经文，大家就可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I just read one of the events that recorded in the Bible, and you can look on the screen. I just read it for you.
马可福音十章三十五到三十七节，西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来，对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”他们说：“愿。”是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。那么这里有跟耶稣朝夕相处的两个门徒来到耶稣面前提出要求了。
And here in this event, we can see two disciples that they were with Jesus day and night, and they come to Jesus and had their request.
他们都是跟耶稣非常亲近的人。
They're very close to Jesus.
然后他们也很聪明，他们提出要求之前，他们先说。夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们成就。
And also, they are very smart. And before they ask, they first put the pretext, said, "Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask."
他们为什么讲这个话呢？其实很显然，他们一定记得耶稣对他们说过：“啊，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我就给你们成就。”然后他们就把耶稣这句话就用在这个地方，就来提醒耶稣。哎，我们现在我们就要提要求了，然后你也说，你我们无论求什么，你要替我们成就啊。
Obviously, they probably remember what Jesus told them. You ask in my name, I'll do it for you. So here they use the God, Jesus word here said remind of Jesus said you said this, so we'll ask.
其实很多时候我发现一些基督徒，甚至包括我自己，我们祷告的时候也用这个方法。哎，耶稣，你不是说过吗？
And a lot of times I find that many Christians and even myself, when we pray, we use this method. Said, "Hey, Jesus, you said that before."
然后我们就哎呀，经文这样这样说，哎呀，耶稣，你不是讲过这样的话吗？好，我现在就要提要求了。
And so we basically said, "Hey, Scripture said, Jesus, you said this. Now I'm going to make my ask."
那么他们提的耶稣问你们提什么要求啊？他们就说啊，等耶稣你。在你的荣耀里，或者等你德国降临，我们要一个在你左边，一个在你右边，也就是说，我们要做最最重要的人。
And their request basically is said, when in your glory, we want to become one sit on the right side and the other side, the left side. Basically said, I want to be most important person.
就是你要高升我们啊！我们跟从你这么长时间，你那个时候你真的做王了，你就要高升我们。
You have to lift up.As high, since we follow you so long, and when you become king, you will be put us in an important position.
当然，我们都知道耶稣拒绝他们的要求。
Of course, we know that Jesus in here, Jesus reject their request.
其实我们在这里会发现，耶稣在这里没有难为情。为什么这样说呢？他们就说：“哎，耶稣，你不是说过吗？我无论求什么，你给我们成就。”然后他们提要求，耶稣就拒绝。耶稣也没有什么不好意思的。
And here we can find that Jesus actually doesn't feel embarrassed because somebody used his word to ask the request, but he didn't do according to what he said. He rejected.
你打个比方，比如说，好像我答应某人，你遇见困难了，你就找我，哎，我一定来帮你解决困难。比如说，我给人某这样的给人有这样的承诺。
And I just kind of like the situation. If I give somebody a promise that if you got a run into difficulty, come to me, I will help you to solve that problem.
但如果这个人真的遇到困难了，他做生意失败，欠了两个亿。
And if that person is really run into difficulty and fell in his business and own like $200 million.
然后我，哎，就是冯涛，你不是说我遇到困难找你，你一定帮我？那现在帮我。
And if you come to me, said, "Hey, you said if I got a difficult to ask you, and now I come to you."
那我现在就觉得很难，对不对？我哎呀，怎么办呢？我如果不帮他，我是不是就食言呢？
Then of course, in my case, I probably will be very embarrassed if I don't help him. I kind of didn't keep my word.
当然了，我这里打一个，这是一个比喻和比方，因为我的能力有限。但是对于耶稣来说，不存在能力有限的问题。
Of course, I'm just a example because I myself has a limited power. And in Jesus, there's no problem.
耶稣有能力成就，但他就拒绝。
And in that case, Jesus actually has the ability to do it for them, but he rejected.
所以这里就会让我们有困惑。你说这跟耶稣最亲近的人，然后他们向耶稣提出要求，他们还把耶稣的话拿出来来说好听点提醒耶稣，说的不好听点就是有点要挟耶稣的味道。
So here make us kind of think a little bit more is that when see that the some people very close to Jesus and come to Jesus for asking and also use Jesus' word to before they ask in certain sense basically they try to use Jesus' word to force him to do the things they want him to do.
那耶稣就拒绝了。
And Jesus rejected.
我们再看另外一处经文，还是我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And let's look at another event, and the same way I just read it, you can look on the screen.
路加福音九章五十四到五十五节，五十四节，他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？”耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。”那么在这里呢，我们会从经文中看到，那个时候耶稣和他的门徒去到一个撒玛利亚人的村庄。
And the scripture was talking about another event. At that time, Jesus and his disciples go through a village of a Samaritan.
然后那个村庄的人就不欢迎他们，就拒绝他们，赶他们走。
And the people in the village just do not welcome them, reject them, and they cast them out of the village.
然后这时候耶稣的门徒雅各、约翰就非常的生气了，他们其实也在向耶稣提出要求，就说：“哎，希望你给我们有这样的许可，我们用火把这个村庄的人全部烧死，或者也可以说就是要求神，你彰显一个神迹啊，把这个村庄的人全部烧死。”
And so at that time, the disciples James and John are very mad, and basically they come to Jesus, ask of Jesus, give them a permission, or ask Jesus to perform a miracle. Basically, is that send a fire to destroy the whole city, a whole village.
就是我们同样看，耶稣当然没有答应他们，耶稣反而责备他们，就是你们这个心呐、啊、太坏了，坏到你们自己都不知道，就这么意思。
And of course, Jesus didn't do it for them. Instead, Jesus rebuked them. They said, "You really don't know how what kind of man of spirit you guys have."
所以我们刚才列出这两个门徒的对耶稣所提出的要求，其实耶稣都拒绝。其实这两个要求其实挺有代表性的。
So you can see, in this two event we just talk about, is that all in both event the disciples bring out a request, and those two requests are very representative.
那么第一个要求就是神啊，给我好处，或者是高升，把我高升啊，神啊，为我做点什么。
One represents that we ask of God, God, do something for my benefit, do something for my good.
那么第二个呢，就是神啊，对我不喜欢的人，对我讨厌的人，对他们做点什么，刑罚他们。
And the other things is that God do something to those I don't dislike.
所以这两个其实人向上帝提出的要求，其实这两个要挺有代表性，就是一个就是哎呀，神啊，祝福我，祝福我，哎，给我这个，给我那个。另外一个就是神呐、啊，审判他，刑罚他，因为我很讨厌他，我不喜欢他。
So you can see these two requests are very representative of humankind. Come to God to ask for something. One is do something good for me. The other is punish this I don't like.
但是这两个要求耶稣都拒绝了。
But we can see this both requests are rejected by Jesus.
而且我们会看见，这是跟耶稣很亲密、很亲密的人。耶稣的门徒提出来，耶稣就拒绝，甚至这些门徒说：“主啊，你不是说我们求什么你就给我成就吗？”甚至门徒把耶稣的话放在前面，耶稣还是拒绝。
And we notice that those people bring out this request are people very close to Jesus. They even use the word of Jesus to basically as a pretext ask Jesus to do that for them.
那么我们再看一处经文，我们一起来读一下哈，诗篇八十一篇十节。
And let's look at another scripture. Let's read together in Psalm 21:10.
诗篇八十一节十节起，我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。啊，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。啊，以前我非常喜欢这节经文。
And this scripture says, "Open your mouth wide, and I'll fill." And I like this scripture a lot before.
也很多人告诉我这节经文。有时候我向上帝祈求的时候，神好像没有给我，然后我觉得可能我要的太少了。
And a lot of people also tell me this scripture. And sometimes I ask of God, God didn't give to me. Maybe I think I didn't open my mouth too wide.
我看到一个小故事啊，也不知道是真是假，就是有一天呢，比尔盖茨先生去到一个小学啊去参观，那个意思就是他要捐助这个学校。
And I hear a story. I'm not sure if it's true or not. Basically, it says Bill Gates come to visit a school and basically want to donate something to the school.
但是这个学校的这个校长呢，他不认识比尔盖茨先生。
But this principal of the school really don't recognize that the Jesus, Bill Gates.
我不知道是真是假的，我别人告诉我这么个故事。然后呢，他就说啊，这个比尔盖茨啊，我打算捐一点钱。然后这个校长就说，哎呀，你，哎呀，就是给了一个很小的数字。
And so this principal don't know, Bill Gates basically said, Bill Gates said, I want to donate some money, and so the principal just asked a very small amount.
好，比尔盖茨，好，你要这些就给你这些，后来就走了。
And then, of course, Bill Gates said, "If that's what you want, and I gave it to you," then he left.
后来别人就告诉个校长：“你傻呀，那是比尔盖茨的先生，你要这么一点。
”And so somebody later on told this principal, "said Are you fool that he is Bill Gates? He just asked for such a small amount."
后来我就在想，我常常一看到这些经文，你要大大的张口，我就给你充满。我就在想，哇，可能是我要这个上帝不给我，要那个上帝不给我，是我要太少。
And when I look at the scripture before, I was thought when I ask pray for this, it seems God did not give me. Pray for that, God did not give me. Maybe because I didn't open my mouth wide enough.
我看当神讲这句话的时候呢，特别是对以色列人说，因为神把以色列人从埃及为奴之地就是带出来嘛。
But more I look at the scripture, I understand that this when God speaks to Egypt, to Israelites at that time, that God bring Israelites out of Egypt, the slave land.
那么我就看那以色列人有没有向上帝大大张口呢？我发现他们确实有向上帝大大张口。
And at that time, Israelites, they do indeed open their mouths widely to God.
那么他们离开埃及过红海进入旷野，他们发现，哎呀，这个水不好喝，或者这个水太少，他们就向摩西发怨言，当然也是向神发怨言，哎呀，我没有水喝。
So when even they find when they out of Egypt in the wilderness, and they find the water is not very good to drink, so they complain to Moses, we don't.What do we drink? We don't have a good water to drink.
然后他们又发现，哎呀，这个在旷野吃的东西太单调了。他们说，哎呀，没有肉吃。
And then they find that the food is too boring for them because they don't have meat to eat.
其实他们这个要求其实挺高，几百万人在旷野，不仅要有吃的，还要吃好，还要吃肉，这个要求挺高的。
So if you think of their request at the time, this is kind of very hard request to fill because tens of thousands of people in the wilderness they want to eat meat.
然后他们不是一次这样，他们常常这样。然后圣经又说他们，这个哭嚎的说，那确实是大大张口了，很多次，然后大声喊、大声哭，这个口已经张的是相当大。
And Bible recorded that thing, those events, they're not just once, they're many times, and every occasion they actually not only just complain, they actually cry out. So you can think about they are truly open their mouths widely.
当然神最后当然是给以色列人有水喝，然后也给他们有食物，当然并没有完全达到以色列人心中期望的那个样子。
Of course God gave them water and gave them food. Of course God didn't do that according to the Israelites expected.
然后当以色列人有吃有喝，他们又要要求什么呢？
And when they have the water and they have the things to drink and to eat, and then they want more.
我给孩子给大家读这一处圣经的经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And again, I'll just read this event and for you, and you can look on the screen.
民数记十六章三到五节，三节，聚集攻击摩西亚伦，说你们擅自专权，全会众各个祭祀圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高，超过耶和华的会众呢？摩西听见这话，就伏伏在地，对可拉和他一党的人说，到了早晨，耶和华必指示谁是属他，谁是圣洁，就叫谁亲近他，他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。那么在这个地方我们会看见以色列人这时候又大声的这个提出要求了，向摩西亚伦，当然也就是向着神。
And in this event, we can see Israelites again ask something out of Moses. Of course, it's ask of God.
那么他们这一次要什么呢？
And this time, what they want?
这一次就不是要吃要喝了，这一次是要荣耀，要荣耀。
And this time, they are not asked for things to eat and drink. This time, they want the glory and they want the power.
我没有罪，为什么要说我有罪呢？我很好。
And I'm good. I'm not sin. Why you call me sinner?
然后他们就质问摩西亚伦，就你们为什么那么自高，总是在定我们的罪，在说我们这不好那不好。
And basically they will ask a question about Moses. Why you take everything upon yourself? And you will be accused us of this and that.
也就是说他们这次不是要吃要喝，他要他认为他应得的东西，他应得到荣耀，他应得到这个权利，他觉得我应得，我很好，我应该拥有这些。
Now this time they are not asking for food and drink, they ask for something glory and something for the power and authority. Basically they think I'm good, I deserve all this.
然后他们说摩西很自高，其实摩西在这里伏伏在地。
And basically, this Moses very they exalt themselves, but actually Moses is fall on his face.
所以这回我们看到两类人，一类就是摩西亚伦在那里伏伏在地，一类是以色列人，哇，趾高气扬，我们要得到我们应得的荣耀，我们要得到我们应有的这个称赞、肯定、权力。
So here we can see in this event, we can see the group of people. One is Moses and Aaron, they fell their face on the ground. And the other group of people, they're very high, exalt themselves, they want the glory, they want the power, they want the authority.
当然了，我们也会看见，那神在后来就没有给这些以色列人他们所想要的荣耀，相反是非常非常的重重的刑罚他们，甚至是可怕，地裂开口子，把这可拉一大的人全部吞没了。
Of course, later on we know what God really didn't give the exaltation that they deserved and they want, and instead God actually severely punished them, judged them, and the ground was opened wide and swallowed all those Kolas and his party.
所以我们会看见是神告诉以色列人，让以色列人你们要大大的张口，大大的张口，神就给你们充满，这是神告诉以色列人的，或者说这是神给以色列人的应许。
And here we can see that God gave Israelites the promise, open your mouth widely, I will fill.
然后我们从圣经看，以色列人确实是大大张口啊，确实是向神要啊，要吃要喝要荣耀要权力，他确实是要，口张的也是很大。
And in that three event we can see God, the Israelites indeed they open their mouths widely and they ask for water, ask for drink, ask for things to eat, ask for the personal glory.
但上帝有没有给他充满呢？
But did God fill them?
没有。 相反神说什么？神说这群以色列人他其实没有听我的话，没有按我说的那样去做，没有大大的张口。
But God didn't fail them. Instead, God said, this group of Israelites, they didn't listen to me. They didn't do according to what I said, open their mouths widely.
所以在诗篇的八十一篇的十二节就说，神就说我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。
And so in the Psalm 81 said 12 said, so I gave them over to their own stubbornness.
所以以色列人大大的张口，他们是随从自己的计谋而行，也就是说随着自己心中的这个欲望向上帝大大的张口。
So Israelites opened their mouths widely, they according to their own heart, own stubbornness in their heart.
结果在上帝看来，这根本就没有真正的在向上帝祈求，这相反是一种刚硬，是一种悖逆。
So inside of God, this is not true ask of God. Rather, it's a rebellious, it's a stubbornness of their heart.
所以从这里我们看到，所谓心想事成，心想事成，最最重要的是心里想的是什么。
So we can see that we should become true is that what we really wish for, what we desire of.
所以耶稣说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我就成就。其实这里最重要的是，不是在于求什么，而是在于你是否奉耶稣的名。
So here when Jesus said, you ask in my name, here the focus, it's not in what we ask, rather in the name of Jesus.
那奉耶稣的名，是不是就说我们提出要求之后，最后只要加一句话，我奉耶稣的名，是不是就仅仅就是这样呢
？And is it in name of Jesus? Is that means that we make our prayer and in the end we add a sentence said in the name of Jesus? That is in name of Jesus.
就是奉耶稣的名，就是我上面所提出的祈求，我上面所说的话，是以耶稣的名义说的。
And in the name of Jesus basically means the things I just said, I'm asked of, is in the name of Jesus I ask, I said.
我们是以耶稣的名义去祷告的。
So we, in the name of Jesus, we pray to God.
你打个比方，我今天，比如说，我去，要去shopping。
For example, if I today go to shopping,
然后我去买最昂贵的这个游戏机。
I want to buy a very expensive gamer.
然后我就说这是陈弟兄让我来的。
And I say this is the brother Chen asking me to buy it.
那只要认识陈弟兄的人就会说，那一定不会是陈弟兄叫你来的。
And someone knows brother Chen said, well, probably he.He didn't ask you to come.
他怎么会可能让你去花这么多钱去买一个游戏机呢
？He will not allow you to buy such expensive gamer.
所以奉耶稣的名祷告，其实也是这个意思。我们是以耶稣的名义去求。
So the same way when we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus.
所以打个比方，就好像我们今天拿到一张支票。这个支票的主人已经在这个支票上签上了他的名字，我们拿了这个支票到银行去要兑现，要把它 cash out。
For example, if we have a check and the people already signed this check and we can't take this check to cash out in the bank.
那银行就问，你要把这么多支票上这么多钱你全部拿走，你要拿这个钱做什么呀？
And the banker will say that you want to take all the money of this check, so many money, what do you want to use this money for?
Wow, 我要拿这个钱去拉斯维加斯啊，我要好好的赌一下子。
And they said, I'm going to take this money to Las Vegas and I'm going to gamble a lot.
然后那个银行职员就是，那这个钱不能给你，你看这个签字的人我们很了解啊，他绝对不会说许可把这个钱拿去赌的。
And the bank said, well, no, we're not going to give this money because we know this person who signed this check. He definitely won't want you to get this money to gamble.
有时候我们人就会问，你银行凭什么管我这个钱用什么地方，你给我就好了。 我把支票拿过来，那个签字也有，你给我就好了，你凭什么管我拿这个钱去做什么呢？
Of course, in reality, we can say to bank, said, well, what it has to do with your bank? As long as I got this check, you just cash me the money.
但是不要忘了，我们今天向上帝祷告，上帝难道没有权利问一下我们到底要求什么吗？你想干什么？你提这个要求，你到底要干什么？
But it's different when we pray to God. Of course, it's not like a bank to us. When we pray to God, of course, God has the right to ask what we want to do with what we asked for.
所以当我们奉耶稣名祷告的时候，我们知道我们是以耶稣的名义。
So when we pray in the name of Jesus, we have to understand that we are praying in the name of Jesus.
所以在约翰一书的五章十四到十五节，我们弟兄姊妹还是可以一起来读一下我们看到屏幕上的经文。
Let's look at, read together in the first John 5:14-15. Let's read together.
约翰一书的五章十四节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。所以这两节经文呢，可以说是对耶稣所说的话，你奉我的名无论求什么我就给你成就的一个解释，一个说明。
So the scripture we just read, we can think it is further explanation of what Jesus said, we ask he will do it, we ask in his name he will do it for us.
那么首先这里说求什么呢？照他的旨意，照主耶稣的旨意求。
First, we can see we ask anything according to His will.
那他就一定听我们。
And He will hear us.
而且我们还坦然无惧。
And also we have the confidence.
说个实在话，有时候我向耶稣祷告的时候，我打个比方啊，如果我向耶稣祷告，耶稣啊，我打算去买彩票，你让我中大奖吧。我提这个要求，我心里是不是坦然无惧啊？
And if you think of it, just give an example. If I pray that Jesus, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket, can you just do it for me? Let me win the lottery. Think about this, when we do this prayer, do we have a confidence in our heart?
我们可能会不停地告诉自己，哎呀，我们只要奉耶稣的名求就可以了，神一定会听的，反复告诉自己这句话。但是事实上我们问一下自己，我们真要提这样的要求，你真的就是坦然无惧吗？像上帝说让我中个大奖，有几百万，或者几千万，多少亿。
We can just repeat the word of Jesus thousands of times to ourselves. Whatever we ask, He will do it for us. But truly, if we make that prayer, do we really have the confidence in our heart?
那耶稣告诉我们应该怎样祷告？耶稣让我们祷告，求关于我们生活的求什么？日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Because Jesus told us how to pray in our daily life.He asked for that. Asked for. He told us to ask for our daily bread.
我们求的是不是我的日用的饮食呢
？In our daily life, do we ask for our daily bread?
所以我们有时候说实话，当我们真的向上帝那里去祷告，你就像我们刚才提到的那兄弟两个，耶稣的两个门徒。来到耶稣面前祷告，一个让我们在你的左边，一个在你的右边，他们听上去好像理直气壮，对不对？
And when we come to Jesus to pray and we think about these two brothers that were the follower of Jesus, I want to be one on the right, one on the left of Jesus when in his glory, they seem very justified.
但是我们也知道接下来的经文记载，后来其他的门徒听见这两个兄弟两个这样求，其他的门徒都很生气的。
And if you look at the scripture, follow up that one. Actually, the other disciples, when they hear these two disciples ask of that, the rest of them are get very mad.
也就是说，有时候，我们向上帝真的，我们向上帝祈求祷告的时候，我希望我们每一个人真正的有一个坦然无惧的心，就是我就说了，而且我心里非常非常的。坦然无惧，那怎样才可以有这样的祷告呢？就是按耶稣的心意。
And I just pray that each one of us, when we pray to God, whenever we make the prayer, we truly have this confidence that the scripture talking about. And how do we have this type of confidence is that we pray, we ask according to his word.
然后当我们献上这样的坦然无惧的祷告的时候，我们心里非常非常确实的知道，我们所求于他的无不得着，耶稣一定会成就的。
And when we ask according to his will, and with such a confidence, and we are assured that Jesus will hear us.
在约翰福音十五章七节，我们再再一起来读约翰福音十五章七节。
Let's also read John 15:7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。所以这里再次说，凡我们所愿意的祈求，耶稣就给我们成就。但是前面要说什么呢？耶稣的话要藏在我们里面。
And here again said Jesus said whatever we desired and ask it will do, be done to us. But before that, he said we have to abide in him, and his word abide in us.
打个比方，还是我刚才打那个比方，就是我来到耶稣面前求，说个实在话，我去沃尔玛去买东西的时候，我真的想时不时买几张彩票，看着自己能不能中奖。
And just again go back to example, if I go to Walmart to shopping and I look at this lottery, I will have the temptation to buy some lottery ticket.
当然我也不是说这个好像就是一定不可以这样啊或者怎么样，但是后来我也试过，我确实是试过，后来发现那个机器有点复杂，这个不刷卡的，好像是这样。
Now, here I'm not saying the right wrong thing to do that, but you know, once I tried, but the machine is too complicated, so it doesn't work out for me.
我说算了算了，就这样吧。
Then I said, okay, forget about it.
后来我就在想，我向耶稣祷告，就是哎呀，我也很希望所谓的财务自由，是不是？有很多哎呀，财务自由，我也很希望，我快五十多岁了，我财务自由多好啊。
And so the time I also prayed to God, said, well, I also desire for the freedom of financial freedom. And when I'm getting older, I hope I have the freedom of financial freedom.
然后我就祷告，哎呀，耶稣让我中奖。后来突然有一句话就出来，耶稣不是让我求日用的饮食吗？
And then I pray that God will help me to win the lottery. But there is a word coming to my heart.Is that what Jesus asked us to ask for the daily bread?
然后一想，哎呀，日用饮食。然后又心里有一句话，有衣有食就当知足啊。
And not only that, we ask for our daily bread, and also God reminded me about the scripture. We should be content if we have a food and a clothing.
然后如果再这样想下去，那就不要爱世界啊，爱世界。爱神的心不在你里面呢。
And furthermore, that continue that what word of God come to me that do not love this world. If you love this world, the heart you will do not love God.
所以简单就是说，我们心里真的是被神的话所充满。那很多时候，你可能你的要求、你的祷告讲一半，你都讲不下去了。
And so, if we truly fill with the word of God in our heart, and some of our prayer.Probably in the halfway, you cannot continue to ask for that things.
所以，神让我们第一奉耶稣的名祷告，我们要知道这是以耶稣的名义去祷告。
So here, God asks us to pray in the name of Jesus.
今天很多人说，奉耶稣的名，好像就是说，我有。我靠着耶稣的能力，今天很多人奉耶稣的名，我奉耶稣的名，要打败这个什么病毒啊，我奉耶稣的名，要咒诅什么国家呀或者政党啊，你会看到有些人这样祷告，我奉耶稣的名，就是如何如何。
And today, some people like pray in the name of Jesus. It's like I buy the power of Jesus. I got to do something like.In the name of Jesus, I'm going to defeat this virus. In the name of Jesus, I'm curse this party or this country.
所以我这个是这个不是我奉耶稣的名，不是说我就可以把耶稣的能力拿来我按我的心意随便去用。奉耶稣的名是以耶稣的名义，是按着耶稣的心意。
So we understand when we said in the name of Jesus, we're not saying I can take the power of Jesus and do according to whatever I wish, I desire. Rather, in the name of Jesus, we pray as we pray according to the will of Jesus.
所以然后如果我们心里真的被耶稣的话充满的时候，我们就不会对耶稣说，我奉耶稣的名从天上降下火来把这群人烧死，你讲不出来。
And so if we fill with the word of God in our heart, then in our prayer, we never can be saying that by the name of Jesus, send a fire to destroy the village of this people.
所以简单的说，上帝应许我们确实是可以心想事成的，但是最重要就是我们心里到底想的是什么，我们心里到底充满的是什么。
So in the word that God does promise our wish come to true, but the point is what we wish for, what is in our heart.
如果我们心里真的是充满神的话，如果我们心里真的是被耶稣的旨意所带领，而且我们愿意顺服，我们确实就是耶稣替我们成就，就是心想事成。
And if we feel the word of God, and if we know the will of Jesus, we led by the will of Jesus, then yes, it's true. We our wish become true. God will do it for us.
那最后要加一句话，按上帝的时间表。
And of course, let me add one more thing. According to God's schedule,
按上帝的时间表，不是按我们的时间表。上帝一定会成就。如果我们的祷告是按着神的心意去祷告，上帝一定会成就。但是按他的时刻成就。
And if we pray according to the will of God, yes, God will do it for us according to His schedule.
我一讲这个话，就有一定怎么就笑。哎呦，那不知道等到什么时候了。
And maybe some people laugh at what I'm saying, and we said sometimes we said this we gotta wait for till what time?
但是有的时候很快的。
And sometimes it could be fast.
很快，但是很多时候我们就是人就是这样，往往记住不顺利的时候或者错的时候，但是真正很顺利很平安的时候，人就忘记了，觉得好像这一切都是理所当然。
And a lot of times, people have this tendency that when everything is smooth, everything, people forget everything, only remember those very difficult moments.
啊，我们来看一处圣经的经文，在马太福音四章十八到二十节，啊，我给大家读一下。
Let's look at another scripture in the finding of Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. I'll read it, and you can look at the screen.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海边撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他。这兄弟两个他们心里原来是想要什么，要什么，要鱼。
And this two, in this event, these two brothers in the beginning, that what they think about is what they desired of is a fish.
然后耶稣首先改变的就是，你们不要总是心里想着要鱼了，你们心里要想着怎样为主耶稣来得人的灵魂。
And then Jesus, what the first thing Jesus did to them is just change their perception from the fish, become a fish of man.
然后这两个人很快就调整了他们心中的这个想法，他们就不要鱼了，他们就开始跟从耶稣了。
And then immediately they changed. They left their nets and followed Jesus.
但是我们也要特别注意到，我们也知道，后来耶稣被钉死在十字架上，然后第三天从死里复活。但是那个时候门徒不知道耶稣已经从死里复活了。那个时候彼得带着门徒又去打鱼去了。
But we noticed that when Jesus was crucified and resurrected, and said they resurrected.At that time, and the disciples actually don't know that. So Peter takes his bunch of the disciples, they went back to their old fishing business.
然后我们知道他那个时候心里又是想要鱼去了，他再没有想我要为耶稣去拯救人的灵魂，再没有，他又想到鱼去了。
And at that time, their desire is for fish anymore, for fish again, is no longer desire for fish of man.
结果我们也都知道耶稣到海边来呼召彼得那些人让他们回来，然后耶稣在岸边为他们做早餐。
And we know that what happened is that Jesus went to the sea and called Peter And those fishermen come back, and Jesus made breakfast for them.
烤鱼。
And they cook some fish for them.
烤鱼给彼得他们吃，然后还问彼得，就是你爱，爱我比爱这些更多吗？然后就指着这些烤鱼。
And Jesus made a fish for their breakfast, and again, Jesus also even asked Peter, said, "Do you love me more than this?" Means those fish.
其实我相信，当耶稣讲那个话的时候，对彼得心中的震撼是非常大，因为耶稣，因为彼得会想起当耶稣第一次见他的时候说什么。
And I believe that when Jesus said that, there should be a big shock in Peter's heart, because he must remember what the first time that Jesus saw him.What Jesus said to him.
耶稣第一次见他，就是你不要心里总是在想着得鱼得鱼了，你要去拯救人的灵魂。那个时候彼得是顺服了。
Because the first time when Jesus saw Peter, Peter basically, Jesus told them, don't want to think about desire for fish anymore, but become a fisher of men. You got to save the soul for Jesus. And at that time, Peter followed.
但是当耶稣从死里复活以后，耶稣又问彼得，你爱这些鱼或者你爱地上的这些东西比爱我更多吗？
And then in the time when Jesus resurrected from the death, and again he asked Peter, he said, do you love those fish more than I?
那么接下来耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
And then Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
其实耶稣，我们会从一开始到后来，从死里复活复到彼，其实就一直在让彼得改变他心中，你到底爱什么？你到底要什么？你心里到底充满的是什么？一直在改变彼得的心。
So we can see from the beginning to the very last that what Jesus have done is try to work in Peter's heart, is to keep let his heart keep changing from loving of a fish to love of the soul.
然后我们都知道，到这一次彼得就再没有回去打鱼了。然后五旬节被圣灵充满的时候，彼得一站起来一讲到，三千人当场就悔改，认罪悔改，受洗，成为基督徒。
And then we know that since then, the last time that Jesus asked him, and Peter no longer go back to his fishing business, rather he's filled by the Holy Spirit in Pentecost. He stand up to preach, and 3,000 people converted.
那个时候真的是大大的拯救了人的灵魂，或者是为耶稣的名得了人的灵魂。
And at that moment, he truly became a fish of a man.
那可以说也，彼得那一次的布道比耶稣的所有布道都要成功。
And we can say that the preach of Peter at Pentecost is even more successful than any Jesus' preach.
如果仅仅从某一种角度来看的话，你看耶稣讲布道讲了那么多，当然也会有很多人跟从耶稣，但是那些人一发现耶稣不再让人吃饼得饱的时候，那人走了。
Of course, we talk about this in certain perspective. When Jesus is on earth, when he preached a lot of times, of course there's a lot of people follow him, but once they find that Jesus no longer provide bread, then they left him.
彼得布道是什么？彼得布道了以后，那些人听到彼得的话，心觉得心里扎心呐、啊，觉得心里很痛啊。
But in the Pentecost, when Peter preached, and the result is that 3,000 people, they feel pierced in their heart.
人他们只是听到了彼得用他们的语言来给他们布道，但他们也没有看到吃饼得饱啊，也没有看到任何神迹。他们相反，他们觉得心里很痛很难受。但是他们却认罪悔改受洗信靠耶稣。
So in that event they didn't see any miracles. They didn't have a bread and feed them. But when they hear the message, they feel their heart is pierced and they confess their sin and believe in Jesus.
所以简单说就是当彼得心里真正的是按着耶稣的心意，我要得人，我要得人，我要为主耶稣基督的名得人，他后来确实做到了，上帝确实给他成就了。
So put this way, when Peter in his heart truly followed the will of Jesus to become a fish of a man, and then God truly did it for him.
我以前哈，我在我刚上大学的时候，我那个时候我就很想成为一个基督徒。
And when I was in college, I very much want to become a Christian.
然后我那个时候想成为基督徒的一个很重要的原因，就是我当时很讨厌我自己那个时候的一个生活状态，每天就是因为考上大学了嘛，就没有那个压力，哎呀，考大学就到处玩呐、啊，浪费时间呐、啊，然后做一些不太好的事情呐、
啊。And at that time, the reason I want to become a Christian is because I'm very much dissatisfied with my lifestyle at that time, because go to the college and I waste a lot of time in the plane, do things, some things I'm not that good.
然后我当时就说，我要过一个有一个不一样的人生 ，I want to live a holy life.
And so I have a thought. I want to have a different life. I want to live a holy life.
但是我也知道这不可能，到处是诱惑试探，到处都是，我完全做不到。但是我心里有这个想法。
But I know that it's very hard because all the temptation everywhere, and I know it's impossible. But I do have this desire in my heart.
后来当我真的总在思想，每一次。有时候在外面玩通宵回来啊，心里特别痛苦难受，我就说哎这个样子这个样子，然后我就想不行不行，我要过有一个不一样的人生。后来果然神就带领我认识了一群基督徒。
And so at that time I do have this desire, even though you know sometimes I'm still like live a life that I play all the night, and but when I come back I always feel pain agony in my heart.And I do want to desire for a better life. And then God do led me to know a group of Christians.
那个时候哈，像我信主那个时候，你要碰到一个基督徒是很难的。我整个大学校园我都没有碰到一个基督徒，所以那个时候我碰到基督徒很奇妙的事情。
So at that time, it's when in the campus in China, probably it's very difficult to learn into Christians. So the event that I ran into a group of Christians is a very kind of miracle.
那更加神奇的是，后来神还让我遇到了一个基督徒的妻子。
And I'm even more marvelous that God even gave me a Christian wife.
这不可在当时哈，在那是几十年前，在中国不可思议，你哪碰得到年轻人是基督徒，碰不到的。
And at that time seems very difficult because it's hardly learned to young people as Christian.
那我不仅碰到，而且哎呀，这么漂亮。
And so I not only that have run into a group of Christians.
然后更加奇妙的就是，我想过一个 a holy life， 但我也觉得不可能。更加奇妙就是神就带领在我的生命当中带领一个年长的一个基督徒，然后我们就成为非常好的朋友。然后我就发现可以，真的可以在一个充满诱惑试探的世界。真的可以过一个分别为圣的生活，我认为做不到，他一辈子就是这样。
And at that time, my desire for holy life, when I look at the temptation of the world, I don't believe I can live that life. But marvelously, God sent a Christian older than me be with me, and I look at his life, and I notice yes, a Christian can live a holy life.
然后。因为这是我很好的朋友，我们在一起很多很多年，然后他虽然比我年长很多啊，然后我就然后他就是他的非常的喜乐，他就是很充实的生活，但是却是一个没有罪的生活。
And I have this friend for very good friend for many many years, and I observe his life is his life is full with joyBut he live a life, a holy life, and without sin.
我这样说呢，大家不要误解为好像，哎呦，他总是每天有守很多的诫命呐、啊，这个那个不是这样。真正就是很自由、很释放，然后真正既是因信称义，不是靠行为的，但同样又是抵挡各样的诱惑试探。也不是说抵挡，我们一说抵挡诱惑试探，好像就我很努力、很努力，其实就是那些东西对他来说。完全无作用。
What I'm trying to say is my dear friend and a Christian is that his life is not, I don't want to picture him as a something that strictly follow the rule or law or whatever. He is a live a life on one side is truly practice justified by faith. On the other hand, he truly live a holy life against all those temptations. It's not only by its own effort, but rather those temptations really doesn't have an effect.
打个比方哈，有一次我跟这个老弟兄去一个大商场里去转，那个大商场里卖很多很昂贵、很漂亮的东西嘛。
And I give an example. One time, he and I went to a big shopping mall, and the shopping mall has a lot of very expensive merchants there.
然后呢，这个老弟兄看着看着就说：“哎呀，这些东西真漂亮，我很高兴，这些东西就在这里，没有在我家里。”
And the brother basically said to me, "Hey, I'm so happy. Those things are so pretty, but I'm happy that they are here.Not in my house."
那我就很奇怪，人家这个东西都恨不得搬到自己家里去，你怎么人家在这里摆在这里，你又很高兴呢
？And I kind of curious. I said, "Everyone want to be move those beautiful stuff to their home. Why you are so happy that the things is here, not at your home?"
他说：“哎呀，在这里你看，那有专门的人来看他们，来维护他们，保持他们在最好的一些状态。我想来欣赏的时候，我看两眼就行了。我如果把它放在家里，哎呀，我每天要怕碰啊，怕摔呀、啊，要擦呀、啊，要弄啊。”
He said, "Well, look, when they put it here, they have people to maintain them to keep them a good condition. If I want to come to enjoy it, I come to enjoy it. But if it's at my home,Then every day I'll be kind of spend the time to take care of them, afraid they'll be damaged and all those things.
就好像我刚刚买车的，我刚买我第一台车的时候，我发现我擦车的时间比开车的时间还多。
Just like I have my first car, I find that the time I clean up a car is more than I drive it.
对，后来我就说，哎呀，其实。我发现很多对于其他的人来说非常大的诱惑试探，他每天魂牵不绕，想要的一些东西，但是对这个老弟兄来没有作用。
I just find for this my dear friend, this old brother, Christian brother, I find a lot of things for many people they are dreamed of and a day and a night want to have it, but those things actually have no effect on him.
结果他的生活其实是很自由的。
So his life is full of freedom.
所以我说这个意思就是，我当时我心里想的一个愿望，就是我真的想过一个真正像基督徒那样的生活。然后我也知道那个愿望在当时几十年前的中国大陆，在我所处那个环境，完全是奢望，完全不可能。但是我后来发现，完全可以，然后很快很快。
So what I'm trying to say is from my experience at that time, I want to live a holy life, a good Christian life. At that time, it seems the environment shows impossible. But actually, as long as I have this desire, these things happen to me, not only happen to me, but it's happened quickly.
我当时也跟我的一些同学去传福音给他们分享，他们都笑话我，都说你这个简直是不可能，你怎么可能在过一个基督徒的生活呢？不可能！我那些同学都说，你这个要求太过分，太大了，现实一点吧。
And at that time, I also kind of preach gospel to my college friend, and a lot of time they just laugh at me. They think my desire is too out of the reality.
但是我后来发现，哇，很快就成就了，上帝就给我成就了。
But I do find that.When I have this desire, this will in my heart, and God do it for me, and not only do it for me, it's very quick.
我们都知道宋尚杰弟兄曾经写下了一张很著名的支票，天国支票。
And we know, Brother Song, has wrote a check of heaven.
他这个天国支票，他是向上帝写，他说：“上帝啊，给我100,000灵魂。”也就是说，他要。为主耶稣基督去拯救100,000个灵魂。
And when he came to become evangelist back in China at that time in the 30s, 40s, and he wrote a check, asked of God, said, gave him 100,000 souls, Chinese souls.
其实这是非常非常大的一个要求。那个时候福音在中国是很受拦阻的，就是华人对福音是非常抵触。他一张口就要100,000。
And at that time, this is a very kind of seems difficult request because the gospel in China at that time is very hard. Kind of preaching a gospel in China is difficult. But he opens his mouth widely, and he asks for 100,000. So,
我记得就是，有 就是早期来到中国的宣教士，好像非常非常早，有一位在澳门，就是十几年，结果只带领一个人信主。
And we know that earlier in the early time, evangelists come to the Europe to China, and in the very early time, there's one person he stay at the Macau, and for 10 or some years, only lead one people come to Christ.
结果宋尚帝弟兄一张口就是要十万。
But the brother Song, they opened his mouth widely. He said he wanted 100,000 souls of China.
但是后来我们也看见，因着宋尚杰弟兄的服侍，远远不是十万人悔改信耶稣，他的影响千千万万的华人。
And later on, we can see that because of his evangelist work, not only tens of thousands of people come to Christ, actually his influence is kind of slow generations in Chinese Christian community.
我们来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
Let's look at again some scriptures. I just read it. You can look at the screen.
以赛亚书的四十六章十节后半部分，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。约翰福音的十四章十四节，你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你看这两处经文有一处是相同的，必成就，上帝必成就。
And these two scriptures, this I will do it. It's the same.
就神说他一定会做，但是前面的条件呢却有不同。第一句经文就是凡神所喜悦，凡神所立定的，他一定成就。
And but even the same said I will do it, but this slightly different in the pretext. The first one said my counsel shall stand. Whatever God plan, it shall stand.
啊，然后第二个就是好像是我们奉耶稣名求什么，神必成就。
And the second one said, if we ask in his name, then he will do it.
其实这两个是一致的，就是如果我们是奉耶稣的名去求，其实这个意思，这个心意就已经是神放在我们的心里了。
And this actually, these two things is the one thing. If we ask in the name of Jesus, then we actually ask is what God planned or God counseled in our heart.
所以，在我们约翰一书五章十四到十五节，我们再一次看到，我们就这里告诉我们，我们若照神的旨意求什么，他就一定会成就。
So let's go back to John, First John 5:14-15 said, if we ask according to his will, and then he will do it for us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的一个经验哈，就是有的时候当你祷告的时候，突然就是。你脑袋里从来没有想到过的一个人，或者没有想到过的一件事，哎，突然你有个念头，就是哎呀，我要为他们来祷告。
And I don't know if you, brother and sister have this experience. Sometimes when you pray, in the midst of your prayer, suddenly one thing or one person come to your mind, and you remind you gotta pray for this or pray for this person.
啊，或者是你心里一直很不喜欢某一个人，或者是你很不认同某一件事情。然后你祷告的时候突然有一个声音带领你说哎呀我能不能不再恨这个人我能不能为他祷告
Or maybe a person that you dislike a lot or things you dislike a lot and in their prayer suddenly come to your mind or heart that ask you no longer hate this person and instead pray for that person
所以如果我们心中有这样的声音有这样的带领我们就这就可能就是圣灵在感动我们。
If we have this type of moving in our heart, this is the Holy Spirit lead in our heart.
然后我们就顺着圣灵的带领，顺着神的心意去祷告。
So we follow the lead of the Holy Spirit and the heart will of God to pray.
神必定会垂听。
And God will hear us.
就是有一次就是我看到有两个姊妹他们在一起，他们刚听说他们都认识的一个人犯一些很丑陋的罪就是让人难以启齿罪。这两个姊妹非常非常的生气。然后这个人他们都认识嘛。
And one time I see two sisters, they are together, they discuss, they just heard one thing about another person that they commit a very terrible sin, and both of them know this person.
然后两个姊妹在那里很生气，两个就说：“哎呀，这个人如何如何坏呀，简直是怎么做这样的事情，太可恶了。”
So these two sisters are very mad, and they talk to each other. This, how can he commit such an ugly thing? This is really, despicable.
那突然有一个姊妹就说：“哎呀，就说哎呀，如果就是他们都认识的一个老弟兄哈，就是哎，如果他还在世的话，他知道这件事情，或者知道这个人。”的这些丑事情，他会做什么呢
？And then suddenly one sister actually stopped and said, "Wait a minute. If one of the elder brother they know they respect the law," he said. The sister suddenly stopped. He said, "What about what happened if this brother hear these things? Hear this person commit such a terrible sin? What he will do?"
然后另外一个姊妹就说：“那他一定不会像我们这样，那他一定会真心的就为这个犯罪的这一位去祷告去了。”
Then the other sister said, "Well, if he here, he probably don't like us to just accuse that person. Rather, probably will pray for that person."
后来当我知道这件事情，我就觉得这就是圣灵的感动。
When I think back this event, I just think this is the spirit working our heart.
这就是神在告诉我们，哎，我们要按照神的心意去祷告，去祈求。
And this is God speak to us that we need pray according to the will of God.
保罗曾经很多次求神把他生命当中的一根刺拿掉。
And Apostle Paul actually asked God many times.And ask God to take away one difficult thing in his life.
但神就没有垂听他的祷告，没有把他的刺拿掉。
But God didn't hear his prayer and take away this difficult.
但是保罗看到的不是上帝好像忘了他，不是上帝不管他，保罗看到的是上帝更大的恩典，更大的能力。
But what Paul saw through these things is not that picture that God left him or God didn't hear him. Rather, God through these things, Paul through these things, he saw God's power and God's grace.
所以，简单的说，就是我们今天要向神求，神应许我们奉他的名，无论求什么就得着。但是我们首先真的就要按神的心意，大大的张口。
So today, God promised us whatever we ask, He will do it for us. So again, first we got according to the will of God, we should open our mouths widely.
我们现在这段时间最常常听到的祷告就是为健康祷告，是不是？啊，求神保守我健康，保守我孩子健康，家庭健康。
Through this period of time, the most prayer we often heard is to pray for the health of ourselves, our family, and people around us.
那我们能不能把口张大一点呢？我们提出更高的要求，比健康更高的，我们求永生好不好
？Can we open our mouths even wider? Ask a request even higher than health. How about we ask for eternal life?
求神，我的父母如果还不信主，求神在我父母心里做工，打开他们的心门，不仅仅他们有健康，把永生给他们。
What about if my parents hasn't come to know Jesus Christ?Not only pray for their health, and also pray, open our mouths, pray God to give the eternal life to them.
我们对孩子也是这样。我们现在孩子、年轻人很容易感染，对不对？去到的这些地方，我们全身保守健康。我们能不能口张大一点，求神让我们的孩子打开心门，认罪悔改，让他得永生，好不好
？Same as the children, and today the people, children goes everywhere, and they're more easy to attract the virus.And we pray for their health. But can we open our mouths even wider? Ask that they come to the salvation, acknowledge their sin, confess, and receive Jesus as their personal Savior.
啊，我们今天可能就是仅仅啊，为我的家庭求，为了孩子求，啊，我的朋友求，口再张大一点，为众人求。
Maybe today we pray for myself, for family, for my friend. Can we open our mouths widely? Ask for pray for everyone.
然后我们求啊，神呐、啊，赐给我地上的财宝，地上的财宝。我们给口张大一点，神呐、啊，赐给我天上的财宝。
We ask for the treasure of the earth. Can we open our mouths widely? Ask for the treasure of heaven.
今天其实很多人的祷告求什么呢？ 神啊，你给我一个小舒适圈，给我一个小安乐窝啊，让我这个舒适圈，让我这个安乐窝，哎呀，越来越好啊，越来越安全，越来越让我舒服。
Today we may ask that God give us a very comfortable zone in a small circle, and make it even more comfortable.
那么大一点，像神口张大一点，我们求神的国，求神的国降临。
So can we open our mouths wide, even wider? Not only ask for a comfortable zone, a small circle for ourselves, let us ask the kingdom of God and the will of God.
不是总是求神，给我一个小安乐窝，或者给我家里的人一个小安乐窝。不是，我们是求神，你的国降临，降临到全地，降临到万国万民。
And we not only ask for a comfortable, it's not ask for a comfortable zone for a small circle of our life, rather ask for the kingdom of God.
我们最后我们读一处圣经的经文，在马太福音的六章三十一到三十三节。
So in closing, let's read together a scripture found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33.
好，我们可以看到屏幕上圣经内容，我们一起来读马太福音六章三十一节起。所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需要的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。奥古斯丁他曾经讲过一句话，我们到底要向上帝求什么？
So Augustine said, what do we really want to ask of God?
结果奥古斯丁他说什么呢？他说我们基督徒啊，要向上帝求那些不信上帝的外邦人得不到的东西。
And St. Augustine said, our Christians should ask for the things that those who do not trust God cannot get.
就是求什么呢？我们求别人永远得不到的东西，我们就求，要求就求最好的，就别人拿永远拿不到的，我就求这个。
So what's his point is if we want to ask, we ask the best. Ask those who do not trust God, do not believe in God, cannot get.
那什么东西是上帝不给外邦人的呢？
So what is the things that God do not give to those who do not trust him?
是吃什么喝什么穿什么吗？
Is the drink food of clothes?
不是。
It's not.
这个世界上所有的人，上帝普遍的恩典，丰富的供应。无论你是不是基督徒，你可能一样的可以当亿万富翁，或者是世界首富，都可以，跟你是不是基督徒没关系。
And today God's general grace to everybody, and you can be a millionaire. It has nothing to do whether you're Christian or not.
但是有一样东西上帝不会给你，如果你不信靠他，就是神的国和神的义。
But one thing that God will cannot give to you if you're not in the salvation, that is the God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
所以当奥古斯丁看到这几节经文，奥古斯丁他就说，那我们求什么呢？那别人都有的东西不用求了，神会给的，不用求了，吃什么喝什么穿什么，求这些干什么？要求就求最好的，口张大一点。
So when St. Augustine could look at the scripture, read the scripture, and they said, well, if everyone has the same thing, eat, drink, and clothing,then we don't need to pray for that. We just ask for something they don't have.
求什么？就是外邦人得不到的，神的国和神的义。
So we ask that God will not give to those that do not trust Him. That is the God's kingdom and the God's righteousness.
所以上帝让我们大大的张口，上帝让我们向他大大的张口求。但是如果我们确实去求一些短暂的、暂时的，其实我们是对上帝的一种轻看，甚至是羞辱。
And when God asks us to open our mouths wide, ask of Him, and we open our mouths, ask for some temporary and short things, actually is we put shame on God.
求什么？就求上帝单单为他儿女所预备的东西，上帝不是为外邦人预备的东西。
And we should ask that God only prepare for His children, not for the, not His children.
那么奥古斯丁还讲过一句话，奥古斯丁说什么是罪呢？把次好的当作最好的就是罪。
And St. Augustine also said another word. He said, What is the sin? Sin is that take the less good, less best to as the best.
这就是你把一些不是最好的东西，你把它当做最好的东西，天天魂牵梦想的就是这些东西。
You just take things is not best to treat as the best, and day and night dream of them. That's a sin.
这让我们越来越远离神，让我们越来越落到黑暗里去了。
And if we do that, will make us find far away from God and falls into darkness.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把我们从万民当中呼召拣选出来。
Thank you, call us and chose us from the nations.
感谢主耶稣基督用他自己的宝血把我们从罪当中赎买回来。
Thank Jesus, use his own precious blood to purchase us from sin.
让我们成为新造的人，让我们能够成为神的儿女。
So we become children of God, a new creation.
愿神的话语存在我们的心里，愿我们能够明白神的话语，按神的心意去向神大大的张口。
May we put word of God in our heart, and according to the word of God, we open our mouths widely.
我们就给每一个人都有一个坦然无惧的心，让我们来到上帝面前的时候，让每一个人心里真的是平安喜乐，向神大大的张口。
And so every time we come to the front, to Jesus, come to God, we have this confidence and we can open our mouths widely.
愿神为我们来成就。
And may God that do it for us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.